Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
From an extremely talented percussionist, vibraphonist, bandleader, vocalist, and songwriter who is now calling Kansas City home again, that was Mike Dillon, or also known as Mike D, with the tune Tiki Bird Whistle off his newest 2020 CD called Rosewood. This project is full of rich instrumentals, and it goes on from the first groove to the last track. Originally from San Antonio, Texas, Mike has spent some quality time with New Orleans musicians, and many of his fans remember him as he led the Dallas-based band Billy Goat, Kansas City-based Malachi Papers, and the Austin-based Harry Apes BMX. We caught up with Mike over the summer to talk about releasing the album during a pandemic and his long life in music. He opened up about quite a bit, but specifically about coming back home to Kansas City. Have a listen.
To move here from Texas, I was like, you know what, I'm going to Kansas City. I'm getting the hell out of here. And I don't know, it's inexplicable. There's always something about KC I just love. Put down roots and you have friends. So when I came back this time, you know, it was just like, it was sort of easiest to step into. I don't know. I've toured so much. I got friends all over the country. I feel like in some ways I can move. Like when you travel and tour, there's little places you have soft spots in your heart, you know, and like KC has always, it was first Texas and then Kansas City became my home. So,
as I have already said, Rosewood definitely signifies transition and transformation. It was written and recorded during a period of profound change, which was the relocation from his 14-year base in New Orleans to Kansas City. And with like so many things in the world today and with these cats in the jazz universe, the COVID-19 world is playing out in strange and mysterious ways. We love the vibes around here, so it's an ideal way to kick off all this action here with our 670th episode of Neon Jazz. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the home of vibes, drums, cool cats, and hard swinging music from the prohibition days to the pandemic days, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, ready to go, go, go. Off the LP Wizard of the Vibes, a Blue Note Records compilation of performances by the legendary jazz vibraphonist Milt Jackson, we go next. As we get into the 1952 tune On the Scene, let's listen to Mike talk about the profound impact Milt had on him.
Making vibraphone scene, that's why I like Milt Jackson. He and Bobby Hutcherson, of course, Gary Burton, it's like, they're all so great. But something about Milt Jackson, just the way he made that instrument sing and the way he could play a ballad, that's a lot of it, too. It's like Milt's, like, willowy for me or Lily, some of those tunes, his ballads just make you cry just hearing him play a few notes. That's something I've been going for. I'm not like, ooh, I'm going to write a song that makes people cry, but I just want to feel that in my music, like just some depth. Neon Jazz with Joe Domino, and he's going to keep the vibes coming for you live and direct from Kansas City, Missouri.
He could shut his stuff. Had the whole town scared to death. When he walked by, they all held their breath. He's a fighting man, sure enough. And then Bill got himself a wife. Now he leads a different life.
Big Bad Billy, Sweet William now. Married life done changed him somehow. He's the man the town used to fear. Now they all call him Sweet Papa Willie dear. Stronger than Samson, I declare, till a brown-skinned woman's bobbed his hair. Big Bad Bill don't fight anymore. No, no, no. He's doing the dishes, mopping up that floor. Yes, he is. Well, he used to go out drinking, looking for a fight. Now I gotta see that sweet woman every night. Big Bad Bill is Sweet William now. I'll play, boys. Dishes and mopping up that floor. Yes, he is. Well, he used to go out drinking, looking for a fight. Now I gotta see that sweet woman every night. Big Bad Bill is Sweet William now. Doing the dishes. Big Bad Bill is Sweet William now. Mopping up that floor. Big Bad Bill is Sweet William now.
That was a band you likely didn't expect to hear on a jazz show. That was Van Halen with Big Bad Bill off the 1982 iconic LP, Diver Down, led by the legendary guitarist Edward Van Halen, born in January of 55, and he just left us on October 6th, 2020, at the age of 65. He succumbed to that terrible thing known as cancer. And this passing proved yet another seismic level of shockwaves in 2020 that continues to jolt all of us. This prolific Dutch-American musician, songwriter, producer, and inventor co-founded Van Halen the year I was born in 72 with his brother, Alex Van Halen, and his impact is why I'm here doing the show today. And believe it or not, jazz was huge in their lives. Their father, Jan, was a jazz clarinetist, and he played with them quite a bit. That's how they eventually got their chops, and I caught up with New York City drummer Matt Cain about Eddie, and he opened up. Have a listen.
It began this process towards jazz in a strange way because, you know, their father had been a jazz clarinet player. You know, Alex had basically been doing gigs with his dad, you know, on drums, and Eddie was, you know, highly influenced by that. And so, like, their music, it just wasn't hard rock or heavy metal. I mean, their music was expansive, especially rhythmically. It wasn't just like a pounding eighth note rhythm. You know, it was a very finesseful type of rhythm.
I think it's safe to say from us here at the show and everyone out there in the music world and beyond, thank you, Eddie. From a young veteran on the Philadelphia jazz scene, let's hear bassist Nicholas Krolock with the tune Stargazer off the 2020 CD Voice Equals Power. And as we do, we caught up with him recently and he opened up about why he loves being a musician.
The ability of a professional musician to walk into other worlds and subcultures that ordinary people can't.
Thank you.
So you guys are listening to Neon Jazz Radio from Kansas City. My name is Bartosz Chodala. I'm a jazz pianist originally from Poland, living now in Toronto, and I hope you guys get to enjoy.
That was Polish-born jazz musician Bartosz Hadala with the tune True North X off his newest CD, 2020's Three Short Stories. He started his education in music at 7, and by his teen years, he was in the world of competitions, workshops, and festivals. He became the youngest finalist in an international jazz piano competition at the age of 15. 2 years later, he was awarded a scholarship at the Berklee College of Music, and then the world just opened up to him. As we get into some early-era Chick Corea with his legendary piano chops on Samba Yantra off the 1968 LP, Now He Sings, Now He Sobs. Let's listen to Bartosz talk about his first show, and Chick was involved.
Honestly, that was Chick Corea's second electric band in Warsaw in probably 1994. I was 17 years old. I went there and, you know, I was totally blown away. I couldn't believe these guys were actually playing that kind of music live, you know.
My name is Dan Zinn. I'm a sax player from the Bay Area, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. He's keeping jazz alive, so keep on listening. We'll be right back.
That was the world-class saxophonist and flutist Dan Zinn with the title track off his latest 2019 CD, Day of Reckoning. Over the years, he has been lauded as inventive, distinctive, and for creating a stunning and emotional listening experience. His overall discography includes 100 appearances as a featured soloist and side album. We caught up with him here at the show during the COVID-19 lock as it was ramping up, and he talked openly and raw about it quite a bit, like what he hopes for humanity when COVID-19 ends and the music begins again.
Society realizes that people are important. And one of the huge components of anybody is our artistic side. It's important not just to worry about money and scuffling for a living, although, of course, that's like super important. But it was humanity and compassion, which I think art really serves well, was the thing that's going to really get us through this.
Talk about a huge influence on Dan. Here's tenor sax cat Joe Henderson teamed up with Kenny Dorham on the 1963 LP Page One. This is the tune Home Stretch, as we do the same here on the show, entering midway, full speed ahead. Thank you.
Trombone player Joe Feidler, and I'm speaking today with Joe Domino for his Neon Jazz blog and podcast. Please tune in.
Thank you.
That was the daring and cool trombonist Joe Feidler with his big sack butt with the tune Chicken off the 2020 CD Live at Graz. And we need more of that live now, more than ever. Great timing on this release. This band was created by Joe as something like a brass answer to the World Saxophone Quartet. And we caught up with them here at the show in April 2020 about the new world we live in and the hopes he has. Take a listen.
I mean, I think the only positive side I could see is if the musicians start selling things off their own website without these platforms like Spotify or whatever, because those, I don't think those are going away, and they're still going to take advantage of the musician across the board. I think hopefully maybe there'll be a turn in the public's awareness of that whole situation.
From the legend and a man that shares the same birthday as me, this is recorded on October 13th, 2020. Happy 96th to the coolest cat in the room all the time, Vibes Cat Mr. Terry Gibbs. We wish you all the best. This is Dipsy Doodle, and he's the only one that can do it right as we move on. Prolific cat that writes, records, and performs his own material, here's German jazz cat Retard von Dornberg with the 2020 single Night Drive. Man, this is a great song. His music is featured on radio, TV, movies, video games, and for very good reason. Thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and the butter on our collective music bread around here, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher. Reach out. Let us know what's going on. We're always here, neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time, keep supporting the arts and enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Neon Jazz.